morning. Here we are back in the Gawler Heritage Research Centre, part of the Gawler Civic Centre. We're doing Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hey, Kay.
It is always nice to be here. And
it
today
is.
We are reading the Bunyip for Wednesday, October 26, 2022. And I'll start with 150 years ago of snakes. Snakes are reported to be very abundant this spring. A friend of ours, while sitting reading in the arbour of the Church of England Cemetery on Sunday last, had his studies suddenly interrupted by the unwelcome approach of a formidable whip snake, as if bent on mischief. Perhaps some method could be adopted by the church wardens for clearing away these reptiles before they add another to the silent tenantry of the place. Might not the grass be carefully fired when it becomes dry? It will be seen that our Freeling correspondent reports the prevalence of these horrid superfluities of nature.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, beautiful.
The language is so beautiful.
Superfluid. I read it properly anyway.
Superfluities of nature.
150 years ago.
Yes.
So we can understand it at all.
It is, isn't it? The way, and I love the silent tenantry of the place.
Well, you wonder what the other silent tenantries are, like the people buried there and the ghosts in the building.
Yes. It's such a beautiful cemetery, that one up on Cheek Avenue.
It is. It is a lovely one. It was very neglected for a long time, and I think it goes through periods of being looked after and being neglected.
And, of course, it's outside of town, so you can imagine
it being... Is it in Light Council?
I think it's still
there?
In Gawler.
Is it in Gawler Council?
I think so, yes.
Oh, not Light sure Barossa.
No, I'm pretty
I'm
sure that...
Sure.
I think Barossa starts at just out near the Reach Sheaf.
Out
think.
The railway crossing, yeah.
Yes,
it
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. With borders being
now,
so controversial in Gawler at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Should know. So, 100 years ago, drought. Up till October, the weather behaved itself with the utmost good sense. October is always a critical month, and the heat of last weekend found a great many crops unable to sustain themselves. The hard-baked earth and the sturdy undergrowth and the drying winds conspired to make things look sick indeed. Unfortunately, both the last two hot spells have not had that rain behind them which atones for the scorching conditions. Again.
Yeah, this week, I've had a heater on in the house.
Yes,
mind you,
we're
reading this a week later than we normally would,
yes.
But I've had the heater on and I've been really cold.
Been...
And next week it's going to be 31 degrees.
I can't wait.
Oh,
looking at that.
Well, I don't know about 31 because I think 22 is a beautiful temperature,
yes,
but, you know, 31, it's going to
be a shock after
heaters and jumpers on this week.
Yes.
Never mind. This is the changeable time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 50 years ago, woman among nominees for council. For the first time in the history of Gawler, a woman has been nominated to stand for the election to the corporation. When nominations for Gawler South Ward closed at noon on Friday, the town clerk, Mr. A.R. Warhurst, announced three nominations, one of them a woman. Can you imagine?
Yes.
The three candidates are Mrs. Elaine Meredith Crome, housewife of Railway Terrace Gawler, Mr. Douglas Hugh Grigg, Mr. Building Supervisor of Marsh Avenue Gawler West, and Mr. George William Neal, toolmaker of 14th Street Gawler West. I mean, 50 years ago, the first woman... To stand
yes,
for Gawler. It's
yeah.
shocking, actually.
It is. That's, you know, 1970s.
Yeah, but when I consider I'm in Adelaide Plains Council and a councillor there, I put that declaration forward. Last term we had 9 councillors and a mayor, and only 3 of the councillors were women. So this time we've got only 4 women standing. And I hope all 4 of us get elected, because then that'll bring us up to 4 and a 5.
Close to parity.
You know, there are still blokey times wherever you go. And blokey occasions. And men don't see it.
No, they don't see it. They don't... this is something I've noticed just reading through history. They kind of forget women. They forget women. So they'll write about something and you realise they're just not even thinking...
No,
women.
No,
well, I talk
women.
About to someone and not even think this person could be a woman. If they don't know the gender, they assume it's male. And you find that all the time. But interestingly, the Smithfield Farmers Club back in 1860s voted to include women in their membership.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they probably realised then that they couldn't actually cope and manage without them.
Yes.
And you and I are both doing family history where we know well that without the women, this country would never have been settled. And I think about my ancestors up at Echunga, where Henry was off doing all sorts of interesting things, and Louisa and then Elizabeth were home raising 21 children, you know, between.
But also women were managing businesses.
Yep.
They were building roads. They were very actively engaged in the building of the colony. Mm. But most histories refer to it all being done by men.
Yes, and they were just the appendages. So anyway, we've had our little bit of a feminist.
We've had our rant.
Discussion, which is always quite healthy.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
So, on to 25 years ago. New report on Gumtree. The saga of the large red gum tree in Commercial Lane, Gawler, seems to be a never-ending story. Last week, Gawler Council's Infrastructure and Environmental Services Portfolio Committee discussed the tree under two separate agenda items, passing recommendations to be put to the full council meeting yesterday, brackets Tuesday. Former District Court Judge Mr. John Roeder had agreed to carry out an inquiry to establish the facts surrounding the Commercial Lane gum tree, subject to certain conditions. It's so prosaic compared to the earlier.
It is, isn't it?
And yet, you're thinking this beautiful gum tree, but the subject matter is, but it's just so factual and prosaic, and it doesn't convey the essence of what the story's about.
No, because that's how journalism evolved. It evolved from the very emotive and colourful language.
And amusing.
To being
factual.
News.
Yes.
And you make your own interpretation. Yes. And now through social media, we're finding that, and through personality media, people, we're finding that the opinionated stuff is coming more and more prevalent, which
is not a good thing, but yes.
You know, because you don't actually get that opportunity to make up your own mind.
No, yes.
Which is where it evolved was to make up your own mind.
Yeah.
10 years ago, music changes to deter pub violence. DJ dance style tracks, or doof doof music as it is commonly called, have been cut from local hotels in an effort to curb violent behaviour. It is understood the Bushmen and Exchange Hotels have both decided not to use DJs on Friday nights, but rather self-playing music systems. Exchange Hotel consultant manager Roger Andrews said patrons should not be deterred from the change. The music will include the playing of music, film clips and high-quality sound system, as it will provide a safer environment.
Yeah, so that would have been after the Dutch tourist was killed
up at
the Bushmans. Yeah. Yes, things were getting quite out of hand. And when I ran for council and was door knocking up around Church Hill, there were a lot of complaints.
There was a lot of violence in pubs. I mean, Mark got attacked in the, I think it was the Railway Family Hotel once, because he happened to be a journalist at the Bunyip. That was what triggered off the loss of hearing. And when the police went around and reported to Sergeant Trickett, and when he went around to interview everyone at the pub, no one had seen anything, you know. And, of course, everyone had seen it, but they were just so frightened of this bully that bashed him up. Journalists cop it.
Yes, they do.
And that was just guilt by association. It wasn't Mark that had written the story, but Mark copped it.
Still happens.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That was back in the 80s before I met him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Violent times.
Digress.
Gawler Now and Then. Kingsford Hotel, 1936. At the time, the Kingsford Hotel was named the Globe Hotel and under the ownership of Teresa Cox between 1934 and 1937. Just to illustrate our point, woman owning a business.
Yes.
In the 30s. But not getting representation on council. But look at that beautiful wrought iron lace work.
It was lovely,
that veranda.
Really lovely. Look at beautiful artwork on the side of the building.
Yes.
And when you think about these beautiful buildings and how they were crafted, and now we just put up slab-sided concrete.
Yes.
Because it's cheaper and quicker and more durable, but they had a beautiful grandeur to them.
They did.
Yeah, so anyway, that's that for this week, isn't it?
That is
for 26th of October, and then onward to next week.
Okay, till next week, Kay.
Absolutely, Jeanette. For all life's signs.